pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for eyes on the outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Ray I, here with Peanut and Matty G. We're in the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS, 590 The Fan, baby. Boy, it's been hot out there. Be careful out there on those lakes and traveling, and this temperature's just been incredibly hot. But yet, you need to pull in that chair real close to that campfire and have another cup of Thomas coffee. The Vogler is not in again. He's still in rehab. He's still in jail, but we're going to get him in the second segment and bring him on the show with us and visit with him a little bit in the second segment, see how he's doing, and talk about a few items. Also on the show today, we got Tony Caggiano, Nervous Waters, World Slam Adventures. This guy's doing all kinds of things. David Denny's bird hunting. And he was at the ICAST fishing show, and we're going to get that report from him. Originally, we're going to have a report from Mr. Mark Strand, but he's still missing in action and haven't heard from him in a week, and we hope that he's doing all right. I think he ran away for a while, went someplace and got into fetal position. Also on the show this week, we're going to talk to Bobby Whitehead. He did, in fact, go to the ICAST show, and he's going to give us a great report on fishing accessories, products, new things, and cool things from the fishing industry as we are into fishing. And while we're into fishing, yes, boys and girls, this week I'm going to do the Ray I Fishing Report. We'll be doing that. Scott Pauley from Missouri is going to be on with us and talk about Branson. We're going to talk a little bit about Silver Dollar City and some of the lakes down around the Branson area, which is really a cool thing. My story time this week is about seminars. We decided to do a thing about seminars this week. We got a full show. We got lots of cool stuff to do. I'm going to do Midwest Outdoors in his own words segment from Midwest Outdoors Magazine as we're in Midwest Outdoors studio. A couple few things here before we move on. Just for the record, 84,999,989 legal firearm owners killed no one yesterday. That's good news. Also, in a little news item, the 11th annual Pull for Conservation in Boonville will be held at the River Hill Sporting Clays on Saturday, July 29th. I believe that's next weekend. Registration includes lunch for participants. The event is presented by Central Electric Power Cooperative and Bass Pro Shops of Columbia. What was you showing me there, Matty G?
I'll say Vogler. I know he's in jail right now and all right. That, but he's got time to send selfies to us.
Oh, we got
morning.
A selfie of
we
him
got
in
a Vogler
jail?
Selfie, yes.
Oh, I don't want to see it yet. No, it's too early. It's too early. The event schedule for the 11th annual Pull for Conservation is 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Excuse me. Shooting 3:30 p.m. and awards at 3:30. The Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame is coming up quickly. It'll be August 26th. It's the 16th annual. We had Gary Mason on just a while back to talk, maybe last week, talk about it. Really cool, though. One of our great sponsors, Mossberg's winning award of the Outdoor Manufacturer Award of the Year, and that's pretty cool. Got a lot of good friends going into the Legends this year. Bob Folkrot, Walter Parrott, It just, the list goes on and on. Lisa Snuggs, great, great group going in this year for the Legends of the Outdoors, and that's on the riverboat down in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. I have my issue of Outdoor Guide magazine right here in front of me. August issue, just got it in. Pete Mania on the cover. Muskie still shocking. Focus on careful release and that pink hat. Boucher's Swim Jig Secrets, the best in shotguns, raffles, archery. Fisher Lake, Hot Day Jumbo Perch. It's been hot. Got to be careful out there in this heat. Topwater Bass Frenzy. And in the inside, I have a article and a piece in the August issue on a recap and our Eye on the Outdoors segment. Ozark Outdoor Media Camp 2017, heavy rain, flooding, and late season turkeys. I got a great spread about Devil's Backbone Outfitters and our media hunt with Mark Strand from Midwest. Great sponsors like Mossberg and Hooks Custom Calls and Winchester Ammunition. Just, this was a great hunt, and all the information about the hunt is in here. And then I also give you tips in this article about late season hunting and how to hunt turkeys during late season. This is an action-packed, full magazine as usual. There's three sections. The one I have here actually has an Illinois section for you in Illinois. The ones they sent me has the August edition, Midwest Outdoors, Illinois, Catching Fish in the Heat. How how true is that? And that segment's in there for you in Illinois. So they're doing all kinds of cool stuff. They got Kentucky segment, Missouri segment, Tennessee segment. So when you get the magazine, you have the national features, but you also have a complete full segment for your particular area that you might be living in. That's just really, really, really cool. Well, we hope the Vogelvager gets better. We're going to see what he's got to talk about when we get him on. I've got some things we're going to do. We're going to probably get out a little early here to go to the second segment because there's a lot of things I want to talk about. And not too long ago on a show, we talked about outdoor TV and outdoor TV personalities and the things they do. We got another one, did the same thing. And even though we've already talked about that, we're going to get into that just a little bit in the next segment. And also in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit about the MDC's expands deer feeding ban to 41 counties. This also ties in with a past show when we talked about hunting deer, shooting deer in pens, and about when we got on about the things going on with the Department of Conservation trying to stop this terrible, terrible disease going on with our wildlife, with our white-tailed deer, CWD. And with that, we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we will bring that Vogelvager to you and have a lot of good items to talk about and my trip to the Ozarks. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby.